Tonight, we're presenting every episode of Little Orphan Amy. Our apologies. We'd like to remind you that the very last show is being presented after episode number 7. Well, right now, we're at number 5, and by this time, if you think Bruce Queen can do much more than open a can of soup, you obviously haven't been listening. In fact, if you think he can breathe without consulting a manual, you haven't been listening. Well, the focal point of number 5 is the introduction of Bruce Queen to society. The Aggies take him to the local Aggie hangout, Mrs. A's. I don't think society was the right word. Well, judge for yourself. As you enjoy the 5th episode of that exquisite radio drama known round the world, and at least 3 blocks down the street, as Little Orphan Amy. And welcome once again to Little Orphan Amy. As you'd better remember, we left the Lodies last week after Anita Fix had gotten Bradley Woolworth III stoned for the first time, and R.A. Dave Sturm was getting a little suspicious.
What's that smell I smell? White punks on dope?
Oh, wow. Bradley's been cutting the cheese all night. Come on, Todd, deal the cards.
All right, here comes the aces.
Oh, won't you say you will?
Anita leaps over to whisper in Dave Stern's ear.
Dave, Bradley has been studying really hard and he's about to go off the deep end. We're trying to get him relaxed, but he's still kind of flaky. If he says or does anything weird, don't pay any attention.
I'm him. Say, hey, who didn't add him?
Oops, caught me again.
Your bet, Dave.
I'll take it to the limit.
Oh, sirs, don't go away.
We're not going anywhere, Bradley.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not. We're sitting right here.
Yes, but you're all getting smaller.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's get small.
Don't leave me. The cat will get you.
Say, hey, why not get small with us, Bradley?
Cut it out, you guys. Can't you tell he's terrified?
I fold.
It's all a mystery to me. Hey, Dave, I hear somebody calling you down the hall.
Oh, okay. I'm off to see the wizard.
We leave this scene of madness before we get dragged in it ourselves. Meanwhile, Bruce Queen has let himself get hauled off to a local Aggie bar, Mrs. A's, by Leroy.
Coach never told me about places like this.
Hell, this place is loads of fun. Clem and me come here lots to unwind and try to rope a couple of them to our village. Say, you want to shoot some pool?
No, thanks. I didn't bring my gun.
Why?
Seeing as Coach isn't here, can I ask you a question, Leroy?
Why, sure thing, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Why do all the girls here dress funny?
What do you mean, funny?
Well, they all have boots with pointed toes on, belts with their names on them, and pants that make their butts stick out. It looks like their pants is tighter than my skin.
What's so funny about that?
Well, Coach never told me the people dress like that.
Oh, well. It's really kind of practical. They wear these dark belts so the guys can find out their names real easy like.
I guess so, but they all smell so funny. It's hard to get close.
Hey, Bruce, look at that one over there. The one with the long blonde hair.
You mean the one that looks like she just got off a horse?
Yeah, the one with them, all them dark guys. She's got more guys around her than flies on a meadow bus. I'm gonna circle around and get to meet her.
Okay, Leroy, I think I'll go over to the bar and get me some Gatorade.
Sure thing.
Well, moving right up. Oh! God! You know, a person has enough, and it's all he can take. Now, I haven't got all this free time. Sure, I come down here and do the narration because I'm a kind soul. You could have gotten somebody else to do it. I know that. There are other people who can do the same thing. You know, you could have had Dave Stone doing it. Where would this production be then? Down the tubes, let me tell you. You know, sure, I'll continue to do it. No problem at all. But first, Clem, Leroy, you put your saliva in the spittoon, and I'll stay over here in the narrator box. You and me, let's keep about 20 paces between us, okay? You hit the spittoon. Fine with me, too. Now, look, could I have a napkin, please? You know, your saliva's great. It's got all the colors of the rainbow. Very nice. Really good stuff. Disgusting. Well, as I was saying, the next morning...
Boy, I think it was real tight of Dave Sturm to clean up our beach.
Yeah, really, it wasn't bothering anybody or anything.
I thought it was rather organic, Tommy, answering nature's call in nature's setting.
Well, thanks, Todd.
He said the sand was plugging up the drains.
Yeah, that the health department wouldn't like all those crabs running around here.
Such is life. Say, Sandy, Is that a foot sticking out from under the shower door?
Yeah, Bradley's been kneeling to the porcelain Buddha since 6 this morning.
Must be an all-time record, 3.5 hours.
Has he made any sounds yet? He might have drowned.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Hey, Bradley, your mother's on the phone.
Oh, tell her. Oh, I'm... Oh, anything.
You should look over the stall door, Todd. His face is the most interesting mixture of pale green and motley gray.
No thanks, Tommy. I think I'll pass on that.
Meanwhile, Susie Swiss Cheese and Bitsy Peace have gone to one of those nifty little automated postal substations.
Oh, look. The change machine has an out-of-order sign on it.
It figures. Let's go over to that store over there for some change.
And moments later...
Can I help you?
Yes. Could you give me change for a dollar?
Change? Sure. Can I see some ID, please?
ID?
We only want change.
I'm sorry, but I have to see some ID.
Hey, come on, it's real money, see?
Yeah.
No check, you know, legal tender.
I'm sorry, it's our policy.
Well, oh hell, here's my student body card.
Oh, your students?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'll need another ID and a major credit card.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, dorm, Sandy Shores is making his move on Amy.
Say, Amy, going to class?
Not yet, Sandy. I'm waiting for my curling iron to heat up.
Oh, hey, I was wondering, are you going to the football game with anybody?
Well, yeah, probably with the girls.
Well, would you like to go out with me?
What?
Would you go with me? We could go to the Colgate for pizza afterwards.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wait a minute, I heard that. Amy, you don't want to go out with this surfer boy.
What?
He goes swimming in sea water.
So? What's wrong with that?
Sea water has all sorts of creatures in it.
Oh dear, Constance, what sort of creatures?
Oh my God.
All sorts of disgusting, slimy things, Amy. Ew. You don't know what sort of things might be infesting his pores.
Your minds are infested.
Oh, so you're getting personal now.
Constance, I'm sure he didn't mean anything.
Amy, remember who you're talking to. I'm only looking out for your best interests.
Best interests? Why, you...
Oh, Cosmic, come on, Sandy, whack her one.
Anita, how can you say that?
Hey, everybody, a fight!
Oh, God.
Fight where?
Come on, soccer, Sandy. Remember women's lib.
If you hit me, I'll scream for the police.
What's going on around here?
Yeah, we was trying to study for our artificial insemination test that we have tomorrow.
Well, Sandy was asking me out.
And he's gonna knock Constance's block off.
No!
That ain't nice, Sandy.
Yeah, hitting a girl's wrong.
I wasn't gonna
hitting a girl? Oh, dominance and submission.
No, I...
Come on, Sandy, this is better than midget wrestling.
Nice, nice, very nice.
Sandy!
You need somebody?
Cosmic.
Come on, Clam, let's get back to our insemination.
Sure, my little heifer.
Oh, Clam.
Hey, what's the excitement?
Oh, it looks like a riot, Bitsy.
Could be good.
Oh, Susie, Sandy was just asking me
out. The sleazy little...
Hey, man.
Hit her, Sandy.
Hit her?
Did you hit her, Sandy?
No.
Hey, come on, everybody. Breaking up's hard to do, but...
Oh, shut up, you imbecile.
Come on, Amy, let's get you away from Constance.
Me? Get her away from that infested creep.
Infested? Just what are you infested with, Sandy?
Nothing, I swear.
Good, then come on.
Anywhere, just get me away from Constance.
Yeah, and just stay out of my life.
There's a panic in Detroit. Will Bitsy Peace and Bradley Woolworth have a naval encounter without a loss of semen? Sure, there may be an afterlife, but where is it being held and how do we dress for it? Tune in next week and hear Amy say...
If Sandy's infested, what does that make Bitsy Peace?
Little Orphan Amy is written... produced...
Oh... Stop it some more.
And directed by the staff and management of KCPR. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. And K-Dels does too appeal to people with an IQ higher than 80. This is your announcer speaking.